Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing today? I hope you've had a good day today. Well, here it is, my new episode for 2020. Who could ever believe we've seen 2020? As we start our 2020 year, this is my first episode of 2020. And today, I'm going to talk about Seek God in 2020. Seek God in 2020. That's what I want to talk about today. And let's keep focus on God in this new year. Let's focus on God. Let's let Him touch our lives for His glory. Before we start, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's pray that He will touch our stir our hearts for today's podcast, that we can take this podcast and apply and grow in our relationship with God. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listened to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now, Father God, and be with them, Lord. Lord, stir their heart, Lord. Let this help them take this podcast and apply it to the life of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Hope you've had a good day. I hope you've enjoyed your day. If you're starting your day, just allow the Lord to touch you and be blessed today. Hallelujah. But today I want to talk about in our podcast episode, Seek God in 2020. And I'm taking my main verse is Acts 17, verse 27. Acts 17, verse 27 says, "So they that should seek the Lord in the hope that they may grope for Him and find Him through He is not far from each and one of us." If you look at that verse right there, that we should seek the Lord for the hope that we might grope for Him and find Him. When we seek God, we shall find Him. Hallelujah. It says right here in the Word, when we seek Him, we will find Him. Hallelujah. And that He is not far from you. God is right there by our side. It's right here in His Word. He's not far from us. When we seek God on a daily basis and we're praying, we're reading His Word, we're going to church weekly and we're getting with God's people, when we're seeking God every day in our personal lives, we are seeing that He is showing up right there with us, ain't we? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Let me start off with a question like this. How have you seen the Lord work in your life? Examine in 2019, how did God work in your life? If you could look it back at those 12 months and think of one or two things, just think about how God has touched you in 2019. Think about that for a minute. Ain't that wonderful to know that you might have found comfort, you might have found joy, you might have found peace. You might have found the Lord Himself that you got saved. You know, if you look how God has been so good to us, if you look how God has been so good to us, you will see how God touches us for His glory. With His goodness is also His blessings in our lives. God is good. Hallelujah. He loves each and every one of us. And that's why we need to seek Him on a daily basis. We need to know God more. We need to grow in our relationship more. And we've got to grow deeper in our relationship with Him. You know what I'm saying? Well, how do we do that? How can I grow in the Lord? What ways can I grow? And that's what I want to talk to you about today in four areas that if we can apply it to our life in 2020, we can see ourselves growing in the Lord really more and more. Our faith be increased more and more. Our relationship with God is growing more and more. If you look at your relationship with the Lord, let's examine. Let's look at our relationship. If we look at our relationship with the Lord in our lives now, we want to grow deeper, don't we? Yeah, because we want so much more of God in our lives, don't we? Yeah, we do. We want more of God. How do we get more of God? Is to grow in Him. Know Him more. Know Him more on a personal level. If I give you an example from Job, Job knew who God was, okay? He knew who God was. He grew up learning about Him, you know, going to the temple, going to services. He knew who God was in his life, okay? He knew who God was and what God can do. And he's always learned about Him. But you know what he said? He said, I didn't know God until I experienced God. I just paraphrased that for that book. At the end of the book, he says, I didn't know God until I experienced God. And when he experienced God, the true holiness of God in his life, he's exactly who God was. And that's the way it is. Sometimes we feel like that we have to experience something before we really know what it is. Does that make sense? I mean, this is like, okay, let me put it this way. Can I use this example? Have we had to hit rock bottom before we really figure out who God was in our life? How he's the only one that could get us out of that situation and bring us up out of the miry clay and dust us off and let us keep going for his glory? Let me use that example. That's an example that we can look in our personal lives. Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom. And when I say when all the world is falling apart and we don't know where to go, but we can just look up and God is right there. Hallelujah. God is right by your side. That's a promise from him. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is. Sometimes we have to do that before we can experience it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like something here at the, you know, in the physical part of this world, something that we need to get done or something, and we might know how to do it, but until you do the hands-on of it, of actually doing it, then you learn more and more about it. You know, you might study it in school or study in the class, but when you get hands-on, that's when you really learn that more deep of the education of it. Does that make sense? And that's the way it is with God. We've got to know him more and more in our personal lives, and we got to grow in our relationship with him more than more than ever before. You know what I'm saying? Because like it says, if we should seek the Lord in the hope that we may grow for him and find him, we seek him on a daily basis, we're going to find him. Hallelujah. We read that word, we're going to find him. Because when we read the word, we're getting to know who God is. And plus, he speaks to us through the word. Because you got to remember, at the end of this verse, he's not far from each and every one of us. No, he's not. He's not far from each and every one of us. So right now, I'm going to just ask you another question. How can I grow in God in 2020? How can I grow in my relationship with God in 2020? I want you to think about that for a minute. As you thought about that question, I want to go over some four areas how we can grow in our relationship with God, how we can seek God in 2020. First of all, it's Bible reading that word. Take that word of God. Yes, we can take it in old-fashioned book form, or we can read it on our tablet, our app, or our computer. The Bible is so accessible more than now than ever. We can take that word of God and read it wherever we're at now. In Psalms 119:103 says, "How sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth." The words of God is so sweet to our mouth. Hallelujah. The words of God is just so sweet to our soul that we need every day. Our soul is thirsting for the things of God. So we read that word every day. Hallelujah. Allow that word to touch you. Hallelujah. Matthew 4:4. "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Right? We're not to live by bread alone, but we are to live by the word of God. We are to live by that word. Allow that word to touch us. Hallelujah. When you read that word of God every day, our last what we got to live by is that word of God. We cannot live by bread alone. We got to live by that word. We got to have that nourishment of the word in our life. Hallelujah. Take that word of God. Live by it. Take that word of God. Read it every day. Let it touch you. Allow the words to speak to you, because God will speak to you through his word. Yeah, he will. God will speak to you through his word. Allow that word of God to touch you. Hallelujah. Because in that word of God, you're going to find peace. You're going to find comfort. You're going to find joy. You're going to find wisdom. You're going to find encouragement. You're going to find some good stories in there that will encourage you. And especially when you get into the Old Testament, just like right now, I'm reading Joshua. And I like that. It's really good and everything. And I'm enjoying that. And I'm really enjoying Joshua and reading about his story and his life. And those stories that are just encourage our relationship, encourage who we are in God and everything. So I encourage you, take that word of God every day and just read it for his glory and allow it to touch you. Allow it to grow in your life. Hallelujah. Also, think about this for a minute. How important is the word of God in my life? As you thought about that question about what does Bible mean to me, when I ask you this question, I just really want you to look at and see this, just think about it for a little bit, you know, and everything. And just, you know, I just want to encourage you to read the word on a daily basis. Encourage you to be in that word. Encourage you to find the joy and the peace and the hope and the love from God is through his word. And to get to know somebody better, you want to know, like when we get married, we want to know our spouse. You know, when you get married, you want to know your spouse, don't you? Ask questions, da-da-da, and you date, and da-da-da. That's the way it is with the Lord. When we want to know something about God, we read his word. Allow his word to touch you. And like I said, these are the areas that we has helped us to grow and seek God more in this new coming year. Now, number two is prayer. prayer, Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. If we take those two verses right there about prayer, what does it mean to me? What does prayer mean to me? What is prayer? First of all, prayer is our communication with God. When we talk to God on a daily basis, we talk to Him through prayer. And like it says right here, when you ask and it shall be given. Jesus said, God said, if you ask and it will be given. Hallelujah. For His glory. Hallelujah. Take your needs to God. Take your supplications, which is your prayer request. Give your need to God. He will answer. He will touch it for His glory. When we talk to God on a daily basis, we talk through prayer. And when you open it, say, Father, in Jesus' name, and then the line of communications open up. When we're praying every day, we're seeking God through His Word, and now we're praying, talking to the Father, talking to the Master, talking to our Creator. See, this is God's desire for us, is for us to worship Him, for us to serve Him, for us to live for Him. That is His desire, for us to have a relationship with Him. So we need to talk to Him on a daily basis. We need to say, Father, how are you doing? Just like that, you know, just like I said to you, how are you doing? Sometimes we can say, God, how are you doing today? You know, and things like that. And allow the Spirit, allow to pray, and, you know, allow the Spirit to touch you. Allow prayer. When you pray and talk to God, say, God, I need you. But when you pray, raise holy hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. When you pray Him, don't just get in the rhythm of asking, you know, and asking all the time, but when you pray, worship Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worship God for who He is. Worship Him. Thank Him for what He's doing in your life. And thank Him and lift Him holy hands up without wrath and doubting, without no doubt and wrath. Lift up Him holy hands. Praise His holy name. Glorify God. Glorify the Master. Hallelujah. And when you start doing that right there and you're praying, and you're praying and just praising Him and giving Him glory due to His name, hallelujah, you're going to feel the presence of God to touch you. Hallelujah. You're going to see that. You're going to feel the presence of God. And when you feel that presence of God in your life, you're going to feel that peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to feel that joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's another way that we can grow in God is commune with Him every day, praying. When you wake up, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the day that you have given me. Thank you for the blessing of this day. And when you go to bed at night, Lord, I thank you for this day. Forgive me of my sins. Anything I've done against anybody, forgive me. And just talk to God. Say, God, here I am. Be with me, Lord. Help me. Use me. Guide me. Lead, guide, and direct me. Always ask for lead, guide, and direction because God will direct your life for His glory. Hallelujah. So, like I said, number two, we got to pray every day. Be in prayer. Just pray and talk to God. Commune with Him. He wants to talk to us. He wants us to commune with Him every day. Hallelujah. Now, there's another one here. Number three is fasting. We don't talk about fasting much, do we? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. You know, that's an individual thing. Matthew 6:18, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is secret shall reward thee openly. When you fast, it's not nothing that you do in front of people. You know, that's not nothing you brag about. You don't really, really talk about it. What you're doing, when you're fasting for something for God, when you're fasting for God and you're giving up a meal, usually when we think of fasting, we're giving up something, okay? So when you're fasting, we think of a meal, don't we? Sometimes we think of all three meals in one day. I'm fasting all day long. You can fast one meal, or you can fast a snack, or you can, you know, especially if you got, you know, health issues or pregnant, you can fast something else other than food or whatever. You can fast something else, like a TV watching or something like that. But what I'm saying is, when you fast, you're growing in God. When you take that time of fasting, pray and seek God more. Just pray in that time. That time you would, let's say you fast, let's give an example of lunch, okay? You had your breakfast, and then you don't eat nothing until about supper time, because when you fast for lunch and you give up your lunch, take that time and pray. Take that time and seek God. And when you're giving up something for God, God is going to touch you. Hallelujah. God is going to reward thee openly. Hallelujah. God is going to touch you, and you're going to start seeing your relationship and your faith grow deeper and deeper and deeper in God. You're going to grow deep in God. You're going to grow in that relationship is what I'm trying to say. You're going to grow in that relationship with the Lord. And then number four, we got to worship God. Psalms 29:2, give unto the Lord thy glory due into His name. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. Then Psalms 95:6, oh come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Worship God on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Yes, when we worship God, we think of Sunday morning, going to church, Sunday night, Wednesday night, being a regular church service. But we can worship God in our house. Yes, we can. We might not have the piano or the organ playing or whatever, but hallelujah, glory to God. Shita-ba-shata. You can start praising God right there where you're at right now. Let's take a 30-second praise break. What? 30 seconds. I need 30 seconds of your time. Let's go. Let's praise Him right now. Father, let's praise You and glorify You. Let's worship the Lord in holiness. Worship the Lord in glory. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Lift them hands up right now. Praise Him and start thanking Him for what He's doing in your life. Start thanking Him for how He's touched you. Start thanking Him for how He's always been there with you. Hallelujah. Start thanking Him how He's always been faithful in your life. Hallelujah. Thank Him for how He's touched you today. Hallelujah. Thank Him for how He's been there right there with you by your side. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for today for what He has done for you. As we took our 30-second praise break, hallelujah, thank God for what He's done in our lives. And take that time, and when you praise Him, hallelujah, glory to God. When you praise Him, give Him glory, hallelujah. Because when you're giving Him glory, He loves to see that from His people. Yeah, He loves to see that from His creation. So when you praise and you worship God in your house and thanking Him for what He's done for you, hallelujah, glory to God, shita ba shata, shita ta. Start thanking and glorifying Him. Lord, allow that presence to touch you right now. Allow that presence of God to touch you, hallelujah. Allow His Spirit to touch you, hallelujah. But what I'm saying here is worship God in your home. Praise Him and give Him glory. Thank Him for how He's always been there right there with you. And if you have a need that you're praying through right now, just thanking Him because He's doing the work as we speak. He's always doing the work. He knows the need before we ask. And He's starting to work on it. But we want to ask and say, God, touch that need for His glory. And He's done start working. Hallelujah. He's done start touching it. Hallelujah. So as you look at these four areas right here, to grow in God in our relationship this year, to grow our relationship deeper. Let's be in that Word every day. Read that Bible, be in that Word every day. Hallelujah. Be praying every day. Fast and give up that meal. Give up something for God and worship Him and glorify His name and worship Him. Hallelujah. That's how we can apply this podcast to our lives. Take these four areas and grow in our relationship with God for 2020. Allow our relationship to grow deeper in God in 2020. Seek God in 2020 more than you ever have before. Allow God to touch you. Hallelujah. When you do this and you're growing your relationship, God is going to speak to you. You're going to see how God is speaking to you through His Word or through your prayer time or through your praise time. Hallelujah. You'll see God work in your life. You'll see your relationship grow with Him. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you can take this podcast and apply it to your life and grow in your relationship with the Lord. Right now, we're going to end in prayer. Any need that you have, just give it to God right now. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listen to this podcast right now. Pray, Lord, You touch them for Your glory. Pray, Lord, that You just be with them right now for Your glory in Jesus' name. Lord, touch their need right now for Your glory. Lord, just be with them, Lord, right now. Lead, guide, and direct their steps and order their steps, Lord. Help them to grow in their relationship with You, Lord, this year in 2020, Father. Lord, we thank You for blessing us. We thank You for always being here with us as we seek You daily on a daily basis. You're always by our side. We thank You, Lord, for that promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. If you're joining us today, you're either joining us this podcast, you're with listening through Anchor or Google Play or Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. So there's so many ways you can listen to our podcast and everything. Also, you could go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. You'll see our podcast, plus you'll see devotional writings, teaching videos, preaching videos. You'll see all kinds of things there to help you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. Because my desire, my heart's desire for this podcast is to teach you in this, be a discipleship tool to teach you and help you to grow in your relationship with God so you know who God is in your life. Hallelujah. So I hope it's been a blessing to you today. If it has, just hit the like button there wherever you're listening from. Also, hit the subscribe button so you know when new episodes come out and everything. So I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. And I want you to have a blessed day.